Welcome to the Monday, April 2nd, 2012 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Off and on, we are getting reports about fake tech support calls. This is essentially a further development of the entire fake antivirus scam. However, it's a bit more sophisticated because it involves a phone call. You will receive a phone call either automatically or by a person advising you that you're infected with some kind of malware or that your system needs patching. And then in particular, if it's an automated phone call, it will redirect you to a URL from which you're then asked to install the typical fake antivirus. In the more personalized scam where an actual person is calling you, you may be directed to a site like Log Me In or something similar that then allows the caller to control your system. Now, here are a couple of hints that may help here. It is possible that, for example, your ISP is calling you about an infected system in your home. This should typically not happen in a business. In a business, you should only receive a call from your tech support department. If your ISP calls you, it should be a person. You should be able to call them back using the tech support number printed on your bill. Do not ask them for a phone number to call back. Instead, verify the phone number using an independent source. Probably the best part is your bill, or go to your ISP's website. Your ISP should typically not ask you for remote control of your system. However, they may ask you to go to a particular website to download antivirus tools or specific removal tools for whatever malware they think you are infected with. So probably the number one thing to tell friends and family is call back using a verified number. Do nothing if you receive an unsolicited phone call. And then, of course, this weekend, Anonymous was supposed to take down the internet. Hasn't happened as far as I can tell. And if you're able to listen to this podcast, well, it didn't work for you either. But, well, something else big happened, and that's a breach of a big credit card processor. Global Payments announced on Friday that it got breached. The breach apparently happened earlier this year and lasted for about a month. At this point, they haven't really said anything about how many credit cards got stolen or how many records got affected. Some news reports are reporting that full track 1 and track 2 data from credit cards were stolen, which kind of indicates swiped transactions. Global Payments is one of a few payment processors that will process credit cards for merchants. So in this case, it's unlikely that the merchants are to blame, but that it is the back end these merchants rely on in order to process credit cards. Global Payments hasn't released a lot of details at this point. However, they will have a conference call 8 a.m. today on Monday, so maybe we will learn more. It's kind of interesting that their stock price actually took a significant dip. I think it was 9%, which is kind of a new thing. In the past, sometimes actually stock price went up if a company experienced a breach. And IBM experienced an interesting form of data loss during a disaster recovery exercise. The exercise affected the California Department of Child Support Services, which has IBM run its network. And during the exercise, IBM shipped tapes with 800,000 records. So these are records for 800,000 individuals. And well, imagine that 15 tapes they sent went missing. Now, IBM said they should not have been required to encrypt these tapes because the carrier they used essentially took the responsibility for safeguarding them. This is actually a topic that keeps coming up in class too. Just last week in the Defending Web Application Security class, we discussed that, and one of the students actually mentioned that their disaster recovery plan has a similar problem, and it does include hand carrying tapes on a private plane. So in this case, days, the company would actually charter a plane and then send an employee along with those tapes instead of just entrusting them to some shipping company. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.